Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
First Atlanta.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 90 on the game. Man of many hats, including Boss, is joining us here. Mike Conney, fresh from all the way out in Oregon, where they were licking their wounds over a college football beatdown, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was kind of funny watching that game at a sports bar with Duck fans. You know, and I'll give them credit.
Did they really think they were going to win, though?
No. But I felt bad for them because they were kind of reduced to just cheering for good open field tackles and first downs and stuff like that. And, you know, penalties against Georgia. You really did kind of sympathize with them a little bit. Like, I was watching. We had a big group from Atlanta watching in this Duck bar. And we weren't being obnoxious or anything like that. We were just watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Jason Longshore, who's a big, big dog fan, like, okay, when do you think this game's going to be over? The first quarter, the second quarter, or the third quarter? Because I guarantee you it's not going to be a game in the fourth quarter. And Jason thought it would take three quarters to put him away. And he was two quarters away from being correct, so to his credit. But I felt bad for the Duck fans. It's like I tweeted, though, during the game, I don't know how you can say there are two teams in this country better than Georgia right now, just across the board with talent. And John, like, I know you were one of the founding fathers of the top 25. Wasn't it kind of an unwritten rule that the defending national champion would always start the next season number one, unless there was like some glaring reason not to?
That like, has been an ongoing debate.
Yeah.
For a long time.
I've always heard, and until beaten, the defending national champion should have the right to be number one.
That's what I thought.
Unless there's a glaring reason.
Especially in the playoff era, which has changed things.
Right. Now, again, well, the other thing that's changed is the rankings really don't matter now as much.
But they still matter. Don't kid yourself.
But, like, I have such an issue with the preseason polls. Like, watching Clemson last night. That was not the number four team in the country, in my opinion.
My question, not to cut you off, Mike, but my question was this. Is Georgia Tech better than we thought they were?
Yes. I liked what you asked Roddy Jones. In my opinion, based on what I saw last night, Georgia Tech is going to be better than we think they're going to be, especially defensively.
Yes.
Defensively.
They got to stay healthy, though. That's the thing.
They do have to stay healthy, and they can't get ejected for targeting and stuff like that. Yeah. But defensively, they're going to be in a lot of ball games. Offensively, you know, I thought Sims had one or two pretty good drives. It's also maybe a credit to the Clemson defense that you know, Georgia Tech had trouble moving the ball against them. But my big takeaway from last night is that Georgia Tech's going to be better than they were last year, and I'm not sure Clemson is going to be better than they were last year, unless maybe they make a quarterback change.
Which is going to happen.
It's going to happen at some point. It could have happened last night. You know, look, again, in the third quarter of that game, there's an uncalled false start by the right tackle of Clemson on a third and 10 play. They don't convert, but they get bailed out on a pass interference. If Georgia Tech gets that stop, they've got the ball with a chance to tie or take the lead. And the next drive, there was another bailout, too, that kept a drive going. And I'm texting with some of my friends watching this game. Like, I think DJU is going to get pulled here. If they do not do something positively on this next drive, I think he's going to get pulled. And, you know, fortunately for him, unfortunately for Georgia Tech, couple penalties, couple defensive miscues. They start to avalanche in the fourth quarter. But 41-10, I do not feel like reflected how close that game was last night at
all. That I would agree with, too, is that was closer than 41-10. All right, let's talk about your five stripes here. Just one of those weird things happened, Mike. I had the game on. I'm watching, you know, that game. I'm watching other things. And both times I turn away is when the fouls happen, and I can't re-rack my iPad. And so the, you know, streaming on my iPad. So I saw both PKs, but I didn't see the fouls leading up to it. I saw one of the replays. Mm-hmm. Were they both legit? Were they both?
First penalty, absolutely. In fact, it could have been called on two different players. I thought that was absolutely a penalty. Second one, I don't think so. And that's a big call because Portland wins 2-1 on two penalties. Second one, from my angle, we're a little behind it. Sosa, you know, yeah, he is going in for a tackle. It looks like he wins the ball. It did not look like there was enough in it for me to be a penalty. I'm also looking at it through Atlanta United glasses. That's unfortunate because I think in the run of play, in open play, Atlanta United was doing more than Portland. It's very, very unusual to have a match where you concede two penalties. In fact, Atlanta United's only earned two penalties all season, and Portland got two on Sunday. So, you know, it's just it's like Jason and I were talking about after the game. You're finding new ways to lose every match, and that's another new way to lose where, you know, you give up two penalties and you arguably are even with an opponent on the road in open play, but because of two penalties you lose. And here you sit now, probably out of the playoffs.
That's what I was about to ask you.
They're going to have to win out.
Okay.
And
so you're saying there's a chance.
Well, yeah, of course there's a chance. But mm-hmm. I think they're going to have to, you know, win out or go 4-0-1 or something. I don't think they can afford another loss. And the problem with Atlanta United is they haven't won back-to-back games all year. So, yeah, five matches left. Can you win five in a row when you haven't won two in a row all year? You know, I don't think so.
Not feeling really good about it.
No, I don't. I don't. They just have not been able to put it together. And I know you guys will probably ask me why. I don't know. I mean, I think the injuries are a part of it. Can't be overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be overlooked. But, you know, then again, you're 3 or 4 months past losing Brad Guzan, Miles Robinson, Ozzie Alonso. So, you know, you've had enough time now to kind of figure out a plan going forward. It just hasn't come together.
I'm sorry. I mean, is this going to be an interesting new team president, interesting offseason?
Absolutely, yeah, because you're going to have a new team president. That's guaranteed.
Right.
And anytime you make a big change like that at the top of the club, you assess every level of the club. And, you know, I think Gonzalo Pineda has done about as good a job as he can do given the circumstances, given the fact that this is not the team he planned on having going into training camp. So it's tough for Pineda. Carlos Bocanegra obviously is going to be in the spotlight because, you know, it's been his job to construct the team. And, again, injuries, I think, go into the decisions you have to kind of make on the fly, especially when you don't have a lot of salary cap room. So, I mean, I think Carlos is able to defend a lot of the decisions that he's made this year, but that's going to be evaluated. I mean, I think every aspect of the club is going to be evaluated by the new president. And the goal is to have that president in by – I think January or early February, ahead of the start of the 2023 season.
Gotcha. Mike Kiney, man of many hats. And, of course, a lot going on. It's hate week. It's hate week.
Yeah, how about that? I don't know. I have a sneaking suspicion. Sneaking suspicion. The Falcons might win this game on Sunday.
I hope you're right.
I think New Orleans, new coach. Jameis has been hurt during the preseason. You're going to get him. Maybe you get him here.
We ain't named our team captains yet, but I'm just saying.
Well, maybe it's a surprise, like Christmas morning. Like they're just going to surprise everyone on Sunday. You know,
everybody else named their team captain.
Maybe they're just trying to pump up the drama a little bit. I don't know. That is certainly very unusual, but I'm sure there's a reason for it.
At Mike Kiney 929 on the Twitter. Right? Man of many hats, voice of Atlanta United. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.